Welcome to God Talks. I miss you guys. Haven't been on in a few days. I am super busy with a new business launch. However, I am grateful to be here speaking with you all once again. I haven't really kept up with the lemonade diet. I'm going to tell you right now, discipline will fail you. Distractions will fail you. And I've been reading a book called The Middle Class Millionaire, and something just really caught my eye today while reading, and I have to read it to you guys. It said, you can't do it for yourself. This was my belief. There are too many distractions, too many people trying to hold you back or hold you down, whether they do it intentionally or not. The coach is the only one really in your corner. Everyone else has their own agenda. And the story in the book was talking about someone basically holding you accountable. You know, we go out and we get these, you know, hundreds of thousands dollars personal trainers, or some of them are pretty costly, especially if you go to the gym and you use their facility. They charge you an arm and a leg. However, when time is up in your mind, time is not up in the coach's mind. Okay? So today I'm asking you, who is your coach? That's where I'm going with this. Who is your coach? Who do you listen to? Now, we always say we have two spiritual, you know, man in our head. One's evil, or the inner person that speaks to you. One on the left is the angel, and one on the left is the evil. Well, let's rephrase that. One on the right or the left is your spiritual man. The one that's going to give you positive energy, positive thoughts, always trying to catapult you to new levels. And then on your right, you have the flesh, correct? The flesh is not going to allow you to achieve your goals. It's going to hold you back. It's going to send people in your life that are going to keep you down versus your spiritual man. If you have the faith and you're strong enough, nobody can deteriorate or take you off your path, okay? What I really, really tell myself, I don't have anybody, and I don't listen to certain people. See, I held on to certain people for so long, but I wasn't inspired by their words. I did not want to hear what they were saying. It was almost like it was negative, even though that they may have been talking strongly to me. Something inside of me was saying, don't listen to them, don't listen to him, don't listen to her, you know. And I kept rejecting their information, like I didn't respect what they were saying. I think that's what I call discernment. But today I want to go back and say, who's your coach? I know who my coach is now. I know who my coach has always been. I don't depend on the man on the left or the right to guide my every footsteps. I don't trust the man on the left or the right to tell me what I should do. But I do trust my Heavenly Father. He is my coach. When I want to give up, when you want to give up, as simple as a diet, mark my words, He will guide your every footstep. Now, I didn't make it on the Master Cleanse. However, I had a distraction. I started Googling and researching, you know, the Master Cleanse with lemonade and all that good stuff. And I came across, well, it's highly beneficial. You should just drink it every day. So I said, okay, well, how about I continue to do what I've been doing and just implement the lemons and the cayenne pepper into my daily needs. Except I get more than I would typically get. Every everybody always says, well, lemons are good to detox. You're drinking lemons already. You put them in your water. You give them, you add them to things to add flavor. You add them to your food. Okay? Cayenne pepper builds your metabolism. Since I started the master cleanse now, I may not have done it the right way. However, since I've started, I've had so much energy, I can't go to sleep at night when I was able to fall asleep at 9 o'clock. I'm getting more done throughout the day than I was before. I'm still working out 45 minutes to 2 hours a day. My stomach's still flat. I feel incredible. My skin's flawless. Because although I did not do it right, I never gave up on simple steps. Because I listened to myself. I listened to that spiritual man say, hey, don't do that. Keep drinking it. Keep drinking it. At least do the 60 ounces of what it tells you to do. Another thing I messed up on is that I wasn't drinking enough water on the Master Cleanse. So I started to get dehydrated. I left that out. I should have been drinking more water. Water's my thing. But I assumed versus researching that, oh my God, if I don't drink all of this, if I drink this lemon, this Master Cleanse, this lemonade setup recipe, I'll be fine. I don't need all that water. But the whole time, I still needed that 64 to a gallon worth of water in my body. In 3 days, I've seen a huge difference between what I saw my first week on the Master Cleanse. And I'm still eating the same. The only thing I've changed up is adding more vegetables and getting rid of the starches. So let's be clear. The word of the day is, who is your coach? Well, the question of the day is, who is your coach? And the word of the day is discipline. How are you going to discipline yourself that when your coach says no, do it for 5 more minutes, that you don't stop because your flesh said no? When your coach says that person isn't good for you, do you give up on them that day, or do you keep them in your life? Another good thing that I read today was, the only thing you have for yourself is your confidence. Your number one investment in yourself is confidence. Your number one responsibility as an entrepreneur is to protect your confidence. If you put yourself around people that don't encourage, motivate you as much as you do it to yourself, and you feel like confidence shift when you were a very confident person, that might be time for you to move around, okay? Seasons change, just like people. People don't have to be, you don't have to be around people all your life. You get what you need and you move on. It's not bad. You're not a bad person. They gonna use you or you gonna use them. Which one you want? Get what you need and move on. I truly believe that everybody's in your life for a season. Some are long, some are short. But the discipline of it is listening to the coach. Listen to the coach say, hey, time up for that person. You gotta move on. Well, that's it. That all I had today. I was really pumped up about that, about what I read, and, you know, taking it from the middle class millionaire. You really should go out there and get that book if you're just thinking of ways of what can you do now. You know, I came out of the classroom last year. I've always been a whole year without a J-O-B. The journey over broke is over, and I'm truly blessed to say that God has really taking me to levels that I have not noticed, especially when I remove certain toxins and impurities out of my life. God has shown me some things and put some people in my step, in my path, that I wouldn't have known about, you know. I wouldn't have done half the stuff that I've done in the last year. So, again, welcome and thank you for tuning in to God Talks. I hope to see you here. See the listeners coming in. Share if you can. If you think that some of this information is useful. God bless you all. And remember, my motto is be your best and be blessed. God bless you.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.